What's going on, y'all? 97.5 The Fanatic. Welcome back from the weekend on this Monday night. Hanging out with you until 10 o'clock, of course, following the football baseball show with Andrew Salchunas now every Monday through Friday, 6 to 7, right here on The Fanatic. Always a fun listen. Make sure you guys give it a shot. It's fun. It's baseball time, as we know, but still a lot of things going on right now with the world of basketball and football with OTAs. Some of the OTAs getting underway for the Eagles. You have news about Carson Wentz from Ian Rappaport of NFL Network and NFL.com, where he's able to participate in all football team activities. So a lot is going on. Listening to The Fanatic throughout the day, as I've had to be on a run all day long, listening to Tyrone filling in for Mike in the middays and the morning show a little bit, that it's amazing how I thought basketball would be done. And I understand the excitement of the whole thing, but I just thought basketball would really kind of take a back seat to what's really been going on. And one of the things that still has legs are the Jimmy Butler conversations that are out there. What's going on with him? What will he do? Those types of conversations. Then Tyler Zuli and I, who's producing the show here all night, were looking at something that was out there in the social media world. Linked to The Ringer, I believe it was, where there was a thing where Ben Simmons for a trade package of Brandon Ingram and Lonzo Ball, the fourth pick. Now, if you know about the draft spots and how Ben was number one, Ingram and Ball were two in their respective drafts. We know Ball being there with the Markel Fultz trade draft, Ingram in the Simmons draft picked at number two. There's no way that this is going to be a straight up type of conversation. And it's not even about that in itself. It's more about this is where we are. And listening to Ty, first of all, again, talking about the fans and where they are and how smart we are as basketball fans. And then listening to Anthony earlier, where he's speaking about Jimmy Butler and the fact that Los Angeles could be a destination for Jimmy Butler, whether it be the Lakers or the Clippers. We know that he's had eyes for Los Angeles for quite some time. We've talked about this before. So nice to hear Anthony saying the same thing, right? But when you look at this potential trade package, as it says, according to several reports, the 76ers are going to explore the possibility of trading away Ben Simmons in the summer. And considering he's managed by the same agent as LeBron James, the Lakers are a possible destination. Now, I really have not seen that anywhere or heard that anywhere. The only other time we heard that was in one of the ESPN reports where it said that Elton Brand was looking to move or shop Ben Simmons by the trade deadline. That was knocked back by the front off, pardon me, by the ownership group as we broadcast from the Xfinity studio, only from Comcast, that this is what it's going to come down to, especially after how things played out in the postseason where Ben was basically non-existent. And we've had these discussions where we're going back and forth on what his role is, how much time more should he have to develop. Tyrone was talking about the age of 22 needing to develop. He and I have spoken about the same thing, saying maybe the prime that he hits, Ben Simmons, is right around 25 years old. He's been on the floor for 2 years, in the league for three. Shouldn't he be further along? We all agree he should be further along, but this is what it's going to come to. This is the type of things that we're going to start to see as we know the draft order now after the lottery. We're now getting ready for the NBA draft June 20th, exactly 1 month from today, on a Thursday though, 1 month from today. And these are the kinds of things that we're going to start seeing. I don't know how accurate that report is. I don't even know that it's from The Ringer. When I looked at it, it said the whole thing about the breakdown of the trade. There's a photo of Ben Simmons underneath it. It says via The Ringer. When I looked on The Ringer, I could not find it, but they have so much content on there, it's difficult to find some things in terms of the 76ers and Ben Simmons specifically. And even the Ben Simmons-themed articles that I did read were talking about him playing the center position, talking about him shooting right-handed again, and what the team needs to do with J.J. Redick, Ben Simmons, and a combination of Harris and Butler due to the fact that they are free agents. Now, we've talked about this Ben Simmons thing and Jimmy Butler, so I guess we're going to lump them in again tonight as we did last Thursday when we did our exit interviews and we kind of thought we were done with this. Are we preparing ourselves really to move on from Jimmy Butler, and or are you now open to exploring trade possibilities for Ben Simmons? I'm more in the camp of I don't want to, but I think at some point, if the right deal came along, it's going to be one of those things that we're just going to have to accept it for what it is. And some have already accepted because they've asked for it after 2 years already. They're ready to move on. This is a weird spot for the 76ers. I mean, how weird is this that you look at the whole rebuild, you position yourself with these two young stars, Brand makes the move for Butler, Harris, and a group of other free agents, and we thought, really, that everything was pretty much done. And now we're looking at, with Butler and Harris potentially moving on from the 76ers, the same could be said for J.J. Redick, we don't know where they are at this point. Who are the Philadelphia 76ers? Do we even know who they are? As Ty is talking about the fan base, do we even know who the team is right now with only Simmons, Embiid, Bolden, and Smith under contract, with James Ennis III declining his option of just under $2 million to return to Philadelphia? He's now going to hit the free agent market. Now, that's not stating that he will not return and get a long-term or 2-3 year type deal, however you want to frame it, a deal, maybe a short-term deal, redone with this team. But what is this basketball team now? The season is over. So much promise. The promise is still there because you do believe that your core is who, right? We know who the core is, Simmons and Embiid. But you also want to make sure that core includes two other people, whether it be Butler and Harris or Walker and Leonard or Durant and Leonard, whatever. And I know I'm just throwing names out there. We thought that they were in a certain spot. Are they still in that spot with so much uncertainty? And if Brand made the moves with the belief that this was the best way for them to acquire free agents, right, by trading for them, giving up assets in Covington, Šarić, draft picks, Landry Shamet, draft picks, not even mentioning Jared Bayless, that now we don't really know who this basketball team is. And is this what we're coming to? That Ben Simmons needs to play the center position? We already heard the things about him shooting right-handed. Jimmy Butler, Anthony saying he's going to Los Angeles potentially because of little birdies telling him that he could potentially be going to Los Angeles this offseason, which wouldn't be a surprise because they have the money to offer it up. It's a big city. It's a big market. Jimmy Butler likes the attention, and that will certainly give him some attention, being out there on the left coast in Los Angeles, whether it be the Lakers or the Clippers, because he's not going to be out there alone. He's going to be with a marquee team in a big market city. There are a lot of things that come with it. How worried are you about this offseason? This is where we're really going to start. 610-632-0975. And when I was reading the Ringer piece about Ben Simmons playing the center position because of his lack of shooting, which we all know, we all talk about it, and ad nauseum, we get into it too much about a shooting. His problem, really, not ours, it's there for us to talk about because he should be further along with that. And at this point, he may not ever shoot in an NBA game. And if that's the case, a lot of people will turn on Ben Simmons if he does not shoot the basketball come next season, right? I think we all agree with that there. How worried are you about this basketball team now in the offseason? You have the 24th pick in the draft. Yes, you still have your two cornerstones, but if things are going to open up with Ben Simmons is now a trade piece, a trade topic with other teams, because this might be who he is, and we don't know it, but you better believe that someone with the knowledge, of course, of talent, of Elton Brand, the front office that he is working with Nat Cohen and those guys there, that he's working with them to figure out what they're going to do with their star player in All-Star Ben Simmons. You would think that he knows, obviously, the value around the league. And maybe if he looks at him and says, you know what? Maybe he's who he is. Maybe he is who he is. Maybe he's never going to shoot. How much of that is Ben being afraid? How much of that is Ben simply looking at the whole thing of him being Ben Simmons all this time and not worrying about fixing his weaknesses, that maybe he just doesn't care? I was talking to my cousin about this earlier. We were going back and forth via text. Like, maybe he just doesn't care anymore to be that player even better than he already is, right? Because he's going to get his extension. He's eligible for that extension this summer. I said it was going to be that 4 or 5 years, close to 150, 160 up there. And when I was reading the story earlier, it was pointing out how he can get close to $220 million. And I'm like, is that right? Already after 3 years? And I think I know the salary cap pretty well. And I'm looking at it, I'm saying, dang, that's a lot. I knew it was going to be a lot, and it's what it is. You're going to have to pay him. He's going to pay him, but is he going to stop where he is in terms of growing as a player? Maybe I'm naive and want him to believe, as we get Vinny that calls in, and we know Jay and so many other people who are not big Ben Simmons fans and say, Devon, I told you so, and D as well. D got on me last week about Ben Simmons. And I'm not even coming down on Ben. It's more of what I read with Tyler and I read with this trade proposal of Ball, Ingram, and the fourth pick for Ben Simmons. And we know it has to be a little more because those two guys are number two overall picks. Their money is as high as Ben Simmons' is as the number one overall pick. And now you're talking about the fourth. You have to throw something else in there in order to make that deal go through. How concerned are you about this offseason? If Butler's leaving, potentially, Tobias Harris. What I also heard over the weekend, and I think I told everyone, if you don't know, Tobias Harris's father is his agent, has big time voice, of course, of what he wants. He's his agent, of what he thinks his son should get and what he's worth on the open market, turning down 4 years, $80 million with the Los Angeles Clippers after a fine season last year, the 17-18 campaign. He wants more. I don't think he's going to get what he thinks he should get at 190 for 5 years, but he's certainly going to try to eclipse that $100 million mark due to the fact that they gambled on themselves, had another career year in terms of his numbers between the Clippers and the Sixers, made the postseason, did not necessarily perform that well throughout the entirety of the postseason, but he's going to be one of the marquee names during the offseason that is and will get paid. How concerned are you now about this 76ers offseason? There will be plenty of trade proposals out there with Ben Simmons. And I think that's where it stops. No one's going to talk about trading Joel Embiid, even though he has the health issues, the conditioning, and those types of things that we speak about. But Ben Simmons is going to be the one that everyone speaks about. Let's move on from him because of X. Let's move on from him because of Z. And is he going to improve on these things and get better? And I got to say this again. We're talking about this, and we did what we did with the exit interviews last week because we thought basketball was over, but it's not. Tyrone is talking about the four fan bases, and he's still taking conversations on Ben Simmons. Tyler and I are putting together the show. We see this thing that we still don't know where it came from, although it's somewhere on there, says something about the Ringer, that this thing still has legs with this basketball team. It's amazing. So when Ty is talking about the fan base, I love the fact that the Sixers are so hot, and it's not about a tanking job and a blow up and a rebuild. It's because they're good, and there's real concern about your two franchise cornerstones, your two pieces that you traded for during the regular season to pick up as free agents, and you still have no idea exactly where your basketball team is. That is amazing to me that that's where we are. That is amazing to me that Tyler was like, this is going to go on for a long time. And we're going to hear more rumors. We're going to hear more stuff every week about Butler and Harris and Redick. And should you go get Kemba Walker? Should you try to sign Malcolm Brogdon for an extension? I mean, for a big deal to add with this team, maybe even for coming here to play alongside Ben Simmons to take some of that pressure off of him. You know, I love Malcolm Brogdon. And this is where we are. How concerned are you about this offseason? I can't believe we're still talking about it. I'm not making it up. I said, Ty, you sure you want to do this? He's like, let's do this. 610-632-0975. The other thing real fast when it comes to this point about Ben Simmons playing center. And I know we've talked. I know I said this, and we've had conversations about this on the air, where I said maybe, even though I'm okay with Ben Simmons playing point guard, maybe it is time for us to really look at him more in a Draymond Green role in the half court, because Draymond brings the ball up. Draymond dribble hands off, moves, screens, sets picks, right, throughout the offense. Then he plays at the top of the key. They close out on him just a little bit, even though they may not close out on Ben. If Ben hits that floater, which I said it was one thing that I wanted him to do, if Ben hits that floater, Simmons, that's a weapon that has to be defended. Draymond Green hits that floater, doesn't shoot it as much anymore from the perimeter, although he's been phenomenal during this playoff run. Does not shoot it as much anymore from the perimeter as he used to during this early Golden State Warriors run. But when he gets into the middle of the paint and playmakes, whether snap pass like Ben Simmons does to the corner to one of his great shooters, or even a lob to Kevon Looney or Andrew Bogut from 4 years ago, or JaVale McGee last year, Andre Iguodala right there in that dunker spot. He's a weapon that they have to respect. Is it time, while we're talking about this, that Ben is now used more in a Draymond Green-like role for this offense? He's going to be great in transition. We already know that. He still has to finish strong at the rim, even in transition. But he can be so much of a weapon, I believe, in this Draymond Green type role that the Golden State Warriors have been using for years and years and years now during this run that they've had in the NBA, where they have built a dynasty. They're one of the all-time greats. The only difference, as my cousin and I were talking about this, Draymond has that mentality to accept that he can still be a global star, an all-star, an all-league player, a defensive player of the year candidate every single season, because it's for the betterment of the team. And while we think Ben is a team player, wants to win, looking to pass first because he wants to get his guys going, would he be willing to do that, go that far as to being a Draymond Green type player where he can still give you 17, 18 a night, 9 and 8 as well across the stat line, but just not having the ball as much in his hands? Even though, again, Draymond has the ball in his hands a hell of a lot. 610-632-0975. Guys, how concerned are you about this offseason? 610-632-0975. You have four players under contract: Simmons, Embiid, Bolden, Smith. And has just opted out of his deal. He is now a free agent. This is what you have with a lot of questions. Let's start things off in Fox Chase with Drew, tipping things off right here on 97.5. What's up, Drew?
Hold on 1 second. I just got to ask you a question.
How you doing, man?
Did you just try to compare Draymond Green to Ben Simmons or say that he could be a Draymond Green?
I said I would like to implore him in that role in the half court, yes.
Draymond Green is a monster. You seen him in the last game?
That's what I just said. I said would he accept that type of role and have that dog that Draymond has in that role?
He's soft. He's soft. The whole team is soft. We're not going to win a chip with this team can win a chip, but not together. They are soft.
975. And one other thing, I want to make sure I make this very clear when I was saying that, you know, Anthony was saying something during the show talking about this. And Mike brought it up too, that somebody, I think last week, had a birdie had just heard it, you know, things. You just hear stuff sometimes. And that it's not that neither Mike nor Anthony are saying that he's going to Los Angeles. It's just that, you know, it's out there that Butler is telling people that he's going to Los Angeles. That cannot be overlooked, that he could potentially be going elsewhere. Just to raise my hand and say that I pointed it out in December when someone said to me on the West Coast that it was not a guarantee that Jimmy Butler will re-sign with the Philadelphia 76ers. And we know that that was early, and that was just something that we had to see and navigate throughout the entire year. During the postseason, he had a fantastic run. He was tremendous. He was phenomenal for the 76ers in so many different roles for this basketball team. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if he left. When we were, again, talking about Paul George versus Jimmy Butler, who fits best, every time we talked about it with Minnesota, Jimmy Butler has eyes for Los Angeles. It wouldn't surprise me one bit. 610-632-0975. Vinny in West Philly is next. What's up, Vin?
Hey, Devine. Good evening.
What's happening, man?
Did my man just say that?
No, he did not.
I know it. You kidding me? Hey, listen, man. This team, you know how I am with Ben Simmons, Devine. We have to move on from this guy, dog. It's reasons why. Jimmy Butler, Tobias Harris, they looking at this guy. They looking at the coach babying him. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's being babied by the organization and the coach. And he's not even reciprocating, you know what I'm saying, what the coach is giving him. I heard that interview. I was blown away by that. I already didn't care for the guy, but when I heard that, I heard how Ashley had it. He never said I, keep saying we. Dog, look in the mirror. Everybody has to do it. That shows me right there, you're not going to change. First of all, you're not going to shoot a jump shot because your mechanics is bad. You have to shoot right-handed.
I don't agree with the right-handed thing. I just think he needs to fix that elbow. But I hear where you're going, though.
How do you want Devine? Come on, man.
No, I'm not saying it's going to be done. I'm saying we're right-handed. What have we seen right-handed to say that he should be shooting right-handed?
They read it in practice. You did not hear what he said?
I've seen him shoot right-handed, and his left-handed shot looks better.
Oh, well, we in trouble then. We in trouble.
That's just my opinion.
All right, we in trouble then. Listen, man, like, it's not going to work, Devine. We have to get something from this guy immediately, man. We had to, man. We don't do this, man. We sinking our franchise. You got the head coach saying he's only 22. He's on a dope. Stop saying that. 22-year-olds can play basketball, can shoot the rock. That's insane to me. If you even come to tell to the fan base, he's only 23. Not only you said it this year, you said it last year. When you going to start singing this whole song to us? I don't understand it.
Yeah, and just to be clear, right, this was the thing that we read earlier. We don't know how real it is. Just to be clear, Vin, it was Lonzo Ball, Brandon Ingram, and the 4th overall pick. And I'm like, when Ty and I were going back and forth, and I'll give Ty his opportunity to defend himself, I'm like, no, I'm not doing that, because Lonzo Ball, he shoots it, but he doesn't shoot it well, where I'm going to do something like that. So would you even consider a package like that?
Devine, you're not going to get no better package than that. Listen, if you go around the league, nobody's giving up enough for this guy. I don't know why you keep saying he has value. You're thinking wrong. He don't have no value around the league. No, he stops the offense in the half court. How you going to win with him?
All right, Vin. Well, listen, you started it off.
Devine, you my man, but sometimes I'd be like, what? Sometimes you, like you said, like some of the players that you like, you stick with them to the first. You like you said, Dario Saric was a good player. Dario Saric is horrible.
Yeah, and I also said he should be a sixth man, not a starter.
Man, he shouldn't be in the league.
No, he should be in the league. He shouldn't have He shouldn't be a starting player in the league. And when I say I don't like a guy, I'd be like, I got it wrong. I mean, if I like a guy, I was wrong about that one. If I say a guy that I felt was good and they planned out, I don't sit there and say I was right. Like, look, when I say I like Malcolm Brogdon, do I sit here and say, oh, Malcolm Brogdon is the best player in the league? No, I just happen to like Malcolm Brogdon in college.
I'm just saying, come on, I love Malcolm Brogdon. I think we should get him on our team right away. I absolutely think if we don't get rid of Ben Simmons, though, we in trouble, man.
All right. Well, that's what we're asking, man. Thanks for the call, Vin. Appreciate you starting it off. 610-632-0975. We're going to run this break right now. Come back 10 minutes commercial free. We'll give you guys a chance on the other side here on The Fanatic.
Devon Givens on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Warm weather is here, and that means one thing, yard season. Lucky for you, Hullett's True Value has everything you need to bring your yard up to snuff. Big plants, small plants, perennials, annuals, Hullett's has it. Planters, mulch, topsoil, sand, Hullett's has it. Need delivery? Hollitz has it. Pavers, pottery, pesticide. Hollitz has it. Gas grills, charcoal grills, smokers. Hollitz has it. Path lights, fire pits, patio furniture. Hollitz has it. Yard games, garden art, equipment rentals. Hollitz has it. Hand tools, power tools, garden tools. Yep, Hollitz has it. Need an expert to talk you through your project? Need one of those moon bouncy thingies? Need to find everything on your list for a great price, all under one roof? Guess what? Hollitz has it. In fact, there's just one thing that Hollitz doesn't have. Enough time left in this commercial to tell you about everything else they have. So head into Hollitz True Value today on Ridge Pike and Lafayette Hill. Your destination for everything outdoors. If you need it, Hollitz has it.
My portfolio's diversified. My 401k is maxed. But my savings account just sat there until I switched to Marcus by Goldman Sachs. Now my interest rate is flying high like it's premium economy. With 6 extra inches of leg room, I'm stretching out my money. I'm earning more than peanuts, signature snack mix actually. I've got a better savings account, feels like I got upgraded for free. Thanks to Marcus, now I'm getting ahead.
Group 1, now ready to earn more.
My savings is flying first class, wheels up and ready to soar.
You can money with a Marcus by Goldman Sachs online savings account. Sign up in minutes at Marcus.com and start earning 4 times the national average.
National average data provided by Informa and accuracy cannot be guaranteed. Goldman Sachs Bank USA, member FDIC.
Hey, Mark Farzetta here. It goes without saying that you want a greener, weed-free lawn that is also safer for your children and your pets. Well, for over 25 years, Natural Lawn of America has been known as the leader in organic-based lawn care. They use safer, organic-based lawn care products that reduce the amount of chemicals used on your lawn, and this makes Natural Lawn's approach safer and more effective compared to those traditional chemical services. It all starts with a greener, healthier lawn, but you also may be interested in all-natural flea and tick control. With Natural Lawn, you don't have to sacrifice beauty for safety. With local offices in PA and Jersey, Natural Lawn's safer lawn care programs are customized to your lawn and your family. And guess what? For Fanatic listeners only, Natural Lawn is extending their new customer offer. Schedule Natural Lawn's full service program and take $100 off. That's right, take $100 off for Fanatic listeners and you get Natural Lawn's full service program. For a safer, greener lawn, call Natural Lawn today and tell them Mark Farzetta sent you. Call 855-LAWN-CARE, that's 855-LAWN-CARE. Natural Lawn of America, greener grass, fewer weeds, guaranteed.
Right now, during the Ram Bigger Things sales event, find out why more people are switching to Ram trucks than ever before. It's because Ram has more to offer. The all-new Ram 1500 has more V8 towing capacity. It's got a more powerful available sound system, the most powerful in its segment, more storage with a class-exclusive available Ram box, and it's the 2019 Motor Trend Truck of the Year. The all-new Ram 1500. Hurry in for big deals during the Ram Bigger Things sales event. Now, well-qualified returning FCA lessees get a low-mileage lease on the 2019 Ram 1500 Classic Express Quad Cab 4x4 with a V6 engine for $189 a month for 36 months with $3,799 due at signing. Tax, title, license, extra. Since 2010, based on IHS Market U.S. household methodology and FCA segmentation of conquest data from U.S. new vehicle registrations for CYE 2010 to 2016. Available Hemi V8 when properly equipped. Class based on light-duty pickups. Call 1-877-RAM-5722 for details. Requires dealer contribution to lease through Chrysler Capital. Current lease must end by 6-1-20. 25-cent charge for each mile over 30,000. Residency restrictions apply. Take delivery by 6-3.
Workers needing tools and equipment. Are you tired of calling and being put on hold? Take action. Stop waiting 2 to 3 days while your equipment is down. Take action. Call Action Rental now. Action Rental is your go-to for all your construction equipment. Locations south of the Philadelphia Airport, Allentown, and Bethlehem. Action Rental prides themselves on picking up the phone so you can talk to a human being who can get you your equipment out to your job site right away. Online at actionrental.com. Get your equipment today, actionrental.com.
The IRS finally caught up with Louie.
I hadn't paid my taxes in 8 years.
He was in big trouble.
We're going to take your house, garnish your pay.
Louie found out about Optima Tax Relief, the leading tax resolution firm, and rated A-plus by the Better Business Bureau.
I don't owe the IRS anymore. It was because of Optima Tax.
Call Optima now for a free consultation.
Give Optima Tax a call. They can help you.
Call 800-592-9422. 800-592-9422.
Optima Tax Relief. For details, visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Handle all your banking remotely with Univest's mobile platform. Easy, convenient, and secure. Live life. Stay connected with Univest Bank.
Sports Talk, Westville, and all of Gloucester County.
97.5, The Fanatic.
Oh, Vinny has started something. What's going on, y'all? Tyler Zulli producing the show. Joe Torti in at 9 o'clock. We share the 9 o'clock hour. He carries you until midnight as I sign off at 10. And just to be clear, again, that this thing that we saw earlier about this proposed trade with the Sixers, and it's not anything that we're reporting. It's nothing that we saw that was actually reported. It was just something that looked at us and like, see, this is where we are right now. This it's more of the fact that everybody knows the limits of Ben Simmons, right? And once again, we did not want to get into this Ben Simmons conversation again. It was more about the limits of Ben Simmons and where he is at this point for people to put out trade proposals like this and asking the question, how concerned are you about the offseason with only four people under contract? And the fact that there are things out there that Jimmy Butler could potentially be telling people that he's going to Los Angeles, and the Sixers would have to make a decision on what they're doing to fill that role. And what about Harris? And what about Redick? And what about just filling up your 17-man roster overall? And now we got Vin going nuts, calling me out, not liking my basketball players, even though that's my man, Vinny, starting trouble. That I'll just run off a couple of names that I can think of that I liked. And I know Vinny liked them too, but he said I hang on them and try to protect them a little too long. So we would say someone like Chris Dunn, when they had no point guard, I wanted Chris Dunn. That has not worked out. You could also look at situations where these players wind up and say, yeah, they wind up in a bad spot. Maybe had they been here, it would have been a little bit different, but the Sixers did draft the players that they drafted. And they have now since moved on, Carter Williams, Noel Okafor, and none of them have done anything in this league since. Chris Dunn, I liked Emmanuel Mudiay. I like, and pretty much all point guards, right? I liked Malcolm Brogdon, Jordan Clarkson, and I can't think of Dennis Smith, who's still good to me, didn't work out in Dallas, and New York is a trash. We'll see how that plays out. I still like Dennis Smith, and I like Ben Simmons. And as I was talking to my cousin earlier and talking to Tyler earlier and talking to one of my other close friends who's hagging me about Ben Simmons too, I said that if he does not come back next year and much improved player, even though he's already an all-star, of course it's time to probably move on. And I even said before Damian Lillard started lighting the league up earlier in the year when people were talking about trade Ben Simmons back then, so I'll give those people the same respect to point out that they called this out before and not just jumping on now, that I was saying the only guy I would really look to trade him for star is Damian Lillard, even though he's not on Damian Lillard's level. That's the type of point guard that I would want to get in return. That's the type of haul that I would want to get back for Ben Simmons to go along with Embiid and whoever else is on the roster. More of a prototypical point guard, the ideal guy who shoots the basketball the way Lillard does and would certainly open up things for Joel Embiid on the low block. 610-632-0975. Yes, Vin, I like who I like. If they do not pan out, I say, man, I was wrong about that one. But I don't sit here and beat my chest when I say, yeah, I was right about that guy. I don't do that. I don't want to do that. That's not me. You know that's not me. 610-632-0975. Hey, even when I have stuff, I would get yelled at by my friends and colleagues. That'd be like, yo, you had that. We talked about that already. Why didn't you report that? I didn't care to necessarily get the attention for it. I'm just here to do my work. That's all. Spider in South Philly. And one of my guys used to always say, it's not bragging because you're getting your information. That's your work. That's what you do. And I was like, yeah, but I don't feel like because I can talk to such and such and I will find something out. I don't want to seem like I'm rubbing it in your face that I got something for you before you wagging my finger in your face saying, nah, 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 nah. Right? That kind of thing, because that's not me. Let's go to Spider in South Philly next on the Fanatic. What's up, Spider?
Hey, not much, man. I heard you called me in. I was wondering what happened.
I did call you in, man.
Yeah, but I'm good. Man, I know I didn't just hear you say that Sixers want to give Ben Simmons $200 million.
Yes, and that's what I was saying. That number seemed really, really high to me. I know the extension off the rookie deal is whatever it is. That's what it is. That's for the market for everybody. But you know how it goes. They're going to offer it because they don't want to lose him for nothing.
We don't need to be giving him $200 million. He won't even shoot a 15-footer jump shot, bro. He won't shoot a free-throw range jump shot. How do you pay somebody $200 million to be a point guard that won't shoot a free-throw range jump shot? And we still got to get rid of the coach, man. I don't see how they don't
Well, he's staying here for right now, so that's what it is.
Hopefully they see that he needs to go next year. Okay, watch, Devon. Ben Simmons going to come out doing the same exact thing he did the year before and the year before that, and so will Joel Embiid. And when people start seeing that these guys have no progression in their game, then that's when there has to be a firing of the coach.
All right, so how concerned are you, which is our question, even though it's a whole Ben Simmons theme here, how concerned are you about this offseason?
Because I don't think Jimmy Butler want to come back to this.
Because of Ben Simmons?
Yeah, and the coach being all soft. How do you tell your player to shoot jump shots and they just straight up defy you? How does that go?
Listen, in that side, Spider, I do always say people are like, oh, well, he's not telling him. Why is he not telling him? He tells him to shoot. Ben Simmons is not shooting.
I know that, and you know that. I've heard it coach.
And he said it publicly, yes.
So if you coming out saying it and you blatant, so you telling us your players do not listen to you. So, therefore, we need someone else in your spot that can get that man to shoot the jump shot that he's been in the gym developing over the past couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
You put it on YouTube, why you can't put it out there on the court?
Spider, you and Vinny together and everybody else, Jay, who will eventually call in, I'm sure, and yell at me, and D, I don't know. I do not know, and that's why we're asking this question as this weird thing is out there. And I do want to give, let me see where I saw it. Real fast about this whole trade thing that neither one of us believed, and I'm not sure any of you guys believe it either. And I follow these guys. They do nice work at Sixers Nation, right? They do nice work. So they were basically sending something that they saw that I think came from the Ringer. It's at PHL Sixers Nation on Twitter, and they do a fine job. And they even put it out there, since many of you are asking, here's the link. So they put the link out. It's from the 19th. I don't even know where this came from. My whole point was, this is what we're going to have to deal with up into the draft and free agency, stuff like this. Lonzo Ball, Brandon Ingram, and a fourth for Ben Simmons. That doesn't even match, first of all. So you have to do more work. So we're not reporting that that is what's out there. It's more of, man, here we go again. This is what's going to be out there. 610-632-0975. And he can stop this. Ben Simmons. If he shot the basketball, as we know, he could stop this. How concerned are you about this offseason, Aaron and Drexel Hill on the Fanatic? What's up, Aaron?
What's up, man? How you doing tonight, man?
I'm trying to protect myself here, it looks like.
Listen, you're a Ben fan. I'm a Ben fan. I just want this city to realize it ain't the jump shot he needs to develop. It is that post game. If he becomes a dominant post player and can score at the post at will against anybody who's on him, wing player in particular, then that jump shot won't need to be there right away. We need a guy like Jimmy to resign because it would take that pressure off of Ben to have to be that guy. Everybody's looking for these point guards to be these great jump shooters, things of that nature. He doesn't have to be that. You surround the team. We see what Giannis is doing. And yes, Giannis does shoot the three occasionally, but we see Giannis is dominating the league without having to take a jump shot.
Mm-hmm. And that's why I said that I like, that's why I said I like the idea of trying to incorporate Ben, if he is now moved, in this role of Draymond Green, where he attacks from the middle of the floor in different ways.
This is the only reason why I can't agree with you with that.
Why is that?
You can't spend the number one pick on the Draymond Green.
It's already done. It's already done.
No. See, he's different than Draymond. He is different than Draymond. You're talking, Draymond is able to do what he does because he has Steph and Clay on his team. He's not doing that if he, even if he had, let's just say.
I think that's a little disrespectful to Draymond.
I don't think it is.
I think if he was somewhere else, that he would be doing the exact same thing.
Nah, I don't think he'd be doing it at that.
He's in a perfect spot. He's in a perfect spot. But all we can go off of, yes, is where he has been his entire career. But I think we can look at his resume and say, this dude is good. He would be good wherever.
Possibly, but I don't see that. But I just need the city to relax on Ben. He is a much better player than we're giving this kid credit for. Like, legit. If we look at what Ben and Joel has done, Joel played his first year. We run roughly about 30 games. Ben comes the following season. We win 50 games. Those two guys together is a guaranteed 50-win season. Now you just need to put the proper pieces in between them.
And you know what?
To take us from 50 to that championship.
Exactly, Aaron. Thanks for the call. You know what? 50 back-to-backs is great. It's a phenomenal feat done by the Sixers and head coach Brett Brown. We don't care about that anymore. Nope. Right? That's the norm. That's as Coach Peterson says for the Eagles, this is the new norm. That's the new norm for the Sixers. 50 wins, 50 plus wins, top three seed in the East. It's about now getting to the Eastern Conference Finals and winning the NBA Finals. Forget that. 610-632-0975. Yes, they are capable of winning 40 to 50 games a year with those two as the headliners. They need more to get done, and they need this roster to be filled out. This offseason is going to be interesting. How concerned are you with this offseason right now? 610-632-0975. We come right back at it on the phones. How concerned are you about the Sixers offseason here on The Fanatic?
97.5, The Fanatic.
Attention, future cannabis and CBD entrepreneurs. Are you interested in making some extra cash in the booming medical marijuana and CBD business? Then get ready. Christopher Wright, host of the hit radio Cannabis Talk 101, is holding a free training class in the Philly area. Over the last few years, Chris and his dedicated team have been making money in the medical marijuana business, and now they're looking to help others do the same. If you have the desire, Chris is ready to teach you his proven formula for starting and running a successful medical marijuana or CBD business that will allow you to tap into today's modern-day green rush. So if you're interested in becoming a cannabis entrepreneur, call 800-420-0063 now and get your free cannabis business starter kit and free tickets to Chris's Cannabis Network training class. Call 800-420-0063 now. Seating is very limited. Call 800-420-0063. That's 800-420-0063 and get your free starter kit today. This is an educational class only, brought to you by the Cannabis Talk Network.
Attention, if you're in debt to the IRS and frustrated with your options, for a limited time, you can call and quickly check your eligibility for the Fresh Start programs offered by the IRS to reduce or even eliminate your tax problem. Through this special toll-free hotline number, you can find out in minutes if you qualify for these powerful new debt reduction programs green-lighted by the IRS for 2019. If you have unfiled tax returns, under audit, have a wage or bank levy, or just want to know your options, business or personal, Republic Tax Relief's A-plus rated tax relief system has helped thousands stop IRS collections immediately and saved millions in tax debt. These relief programs will not last forever. Call the hotline number now. 800-920-2937. That's 800-920-2937. Check your eligibility for tax debt savings today. Call 800-920-2937. That's 800-920-2937.
Hey, it's Grillmeister Jason Martinez here. Now, while you're firing up the grill, Window Nation's ready to kick off summer with sizzling savings. Buy one, get one free. Yeah, Window Nation's absolute best offer is back. Only until May 31st. Buy one window, get the second free. Buy two, you get two free. Buy four, get four free. No limit. Plus, you'll get 0% interest for 5 years. And there's even more to this smoking hot deal. Call today and get a free in-home quote. And you'll get a pair of tickets to Hershey Park while supplies last. Window Nation will come out to your home within 24 hours, 7 days a week, and provide you with exact pricing, not just an estimate. Backed by Window Nation's A-plus Better Business Bureau rating, you're guaranteed the best value. where they'll pay you $250. But you have to act fast. Window Nation's sizzling savings ends May 31st. So call today. Buy one window, get one free. There is no limit. Plus, get 0% interest for 5 years and bonus tickets to Hershey Park. Call today at 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com and tell them Jason sent you.
Around here, everyone knows you need the right tool for the job. It's the difference between orders filled and orders missed, between return customers and product returns. That's why I order from Grainger. With over 250 local branches, will call product pickup, and a time-saving mobile app, it's easy to get it right. When it comes to getting what you need, when you need it, Grainger's got your back. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by to see for yourself. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Spilled your red, red wine? Quick, the quicker picker-upper. Bounty picks up spills and messes quicker. And is 2 times more absorbent than the leading ordinary brand. So you can get back on track quicker. Bounty, the quicker picker-up.
Kick off the start of summer at North Shore Bar and Kitchen in North Wildwood. Take advantage of the best happy hour in Wildwood weekdays from 3 to 6. Enjoy their incredible food and drinks while taking in the live music and entertainment. Be sure to try their famous pig wings and North Shore fries. And new this year, North Shore Summer Wheat Beer. North Shore Bar and Kitchen in North Wildwood has partnered with Storm the Heavens to Storm the Shore. $1 for every Orange Crush sold will benefit Storm the Heavens. Visit stormtheheavens.org. We must do better.
Hi, I'm Joe Ferrer, the Regional Vice President for Pep Boys. Now that summer's almost here, keep your family safe by making sure your tires are inflated properly.
Right now, during the Pep Boys Big Memorial Day Savings Event, save up to $100 on 4 select Goodyear tires. Includes free 1-year roadside assistance, alignment check, and lifetime tire rotation. And if you pay with your Pep Boys credit card, we'll install them for free.
So don't miss the Pep Boys Big Memorial Day Savings Event, now through May 26th.
4 tire installation required. Offers after mail-in rebate. Credit card subject to credit approval.
This Memorial Day, Sugar House Casino is letting you drive home a winner. Play your favorite slots and table games all month long to earn entries to win a 2019 Cadillac XT4. Visit SugarHouseCasino.com for more details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Find out where the Dietz and Watson Mobile Broadcast Center will broadcast from next at 975thefanatic.com. Presented by Dietz and Watson's Real Philly Deli Hoagie Guy. Online at RealPhillyDeli.com. Soul Arena football game is heard here.
97.5,
The Fanatic.
747, 97.5, The Fanatic. I'm being attacked for Ben. I didn't even do anything. 610-632-0975. We got Nate coming up. See what Nate has to talk about. Nate will probably have my back on this one since I didn't say anything except for, hey, we were reading something earlier. This is what we're going to have to get used to this offseason until something happens with this basketball team. The question again was simply, how concerned are you with this offseason with this basketball team with so many questions for people on your roster and Simmons and Embiid with Smith and Bolding rounding out the final two? Currently with the contract with this basketball team, now that James Ennis has declined his player option and decided to hit the free agent market, I'm looking at this thing saying, man, they have a lot of questions, especially if Jimmy Butler decides to go elsewhere. Tobias Harris wants this big number and some other team gives it to him, and the Sixers feel like that's not something that they want to do. J.J. Redick leaves and all kinds of things. What is going on here? How concerned are you about this offseason? And as we pointed out, and I gave out the handle of the Twitter account that we saw earlier, where it was Lonzo Ball, Brandon Ingram, and the 4th overall pick for Ben Simmons. It's on our at 975 The Fanatic Twitter account. And if you read it carefully, people, for those who are attacking me for something that I didn't make this up, we read it and said, this is what we're getting into now? Lonzo Ball, Brandon Ingram in the 4th for Ben Simmons? Why? First of all, that's not even enough to get it done. Secondly, why would the Lakers do that? Why would LeBron James do that unless he felt like, all right, I made the wrong choice, now let me get Ben? He decided not to play with Ben. They would be in the Eastern Conference Finals right now if he was on this basketball team with Ben and Joel. He chose the Lakers with that group. Brandon Ingram, no, he does not fit with LeBron James. Some will say Ben Simmons does not fit with LeBron James. They both need the basketball. So why would the Lakers do something like that? I think the whole thing is weird. 610-632-0975. How concerned? And we already have 2270? Wow, 2,270 votes on Twitter. And one more time, people. Tyler and I did not make this up. We saw it. And we're asking, why are we doing this? Nate in Southwest on 97.5. What's up, Nate?
My man.
Oh, man.
Bro, that nonsense don't even sound right, bro.
It doesn't. It doesn't even match.
I don't want to bring it. He just come off of surgery with the blood clots.
Yeah. Yes.
So why would Elton, if Elton Brand do that, then we run an Elton Brand right out of town next week. You understand what I'm telling you?
Yes.
You got to go. You know what I mean? Because now you're not a competent general manager. So you need to go back to Duke and go sit on the bench or something. That's not going to happen, bro. That'll be asinine. So I don't believe any of these stories until they happen, bro. But I'm going to tell you one thing. I'm not giving them $200 million. There's no way that could be true, bro. $200 million?
Yeah, I was reading. I'm like, man, I know it's like high 100s and you accept it, but 220, I think I saw it somewhere. And I was like, man, this is the Ringer I'm reading this on. They normally have their information right.
You're not getting 220. You're not shooting J's. No, I'm cool, man. But my thing is this, though. Tobias Harris seen him in the airport today. He was heading to Chicago. What's going on in Chicago? Anything?
Who's this?
Tobias Harris.
Oh, the NBA Draft Combine is in Chicago.
Okay.
Yeah, so maybe he's just out there.
Might be in the spectator or something.
Yeah,
I mean?
Potentially. Yeah.
Okay, all right.
And remember, he was in Los Angeles because of the John Wick 3 premiere since Boban was in it. Yeah, so he was there to support him. And maybe he spent the weekend out there, and we're talking about Chicago. I don't know, but I'm only assuming that we know the NBA right now has a draft combine out there.
Yeah, came back here, chill for a little bit, and now he's on his way to Chicago. But I can't see that trade happening, bro. Not in there. Jonathan Brogdon? I mean, Malcolm Brogdon? I'll take him. Every day of the week, tough nose, hard kid.
Play smart, yeah.
Yeah, if we can get him, I'm on it.
Well, he's a free agent, and he's earning himself some money, even though he just came back from this injury playing well
absolutely.
In this series.
Absolutely.
So,
I just called to holler at you,
hey,
bro.
Man, I appreciate it, man. Thanks for the call. Really appreciate it. Nate says, listen, I'm not giving that dude $220 million, whatever, and I'm going to find that one, too. I'm going to find that one, too, put that out there. Ty, do we need to find that other account, first of all, the PHL, Sixers Nation, and since they think we brought this up to show that where they found it and let them know that this is what we're reading and asking, are we really doing this? Is this what we're doing?
Yeah, this is not us.
This is not us.
It's just something that came to our attention.
Let's just make this
clear. And we wanted to know
clear.
How these people felt.
Yes.
That's all.
Let's make this clear. John in Philly is next on The Fanatic. What's up, Johnny?
How you doing, man?
Hanging in there.
Good. So, yeah, I'm concerned about the offseason, but I think we got to run it all back as much as possible. I say give Butler, give Toby, give them the max deals. If it doesn't work out, they'll still have trade value.
And I know people like Mike has said it openly, why do we care about how much they're getting paid? It's not your money. You need to field a team.
Well,
you made these moves for these people. Go out there, sign them. And as you said, and as Ben Simmons and everybody else's hashtag running it back out there, this is what they need to do because that's their free agency if they are not able to get other people in here.
Well, and I honestly think with them raising season ticket prices 30%, I know personally that they are gearing up to spend. And the best way to spend in the NBA is to take the rights you have to the existing players and push yourself over the max and then try to fill out the roster with the mid-level exceptions. I like Ennis. I like Scott. I think they're good players. I think we do need a better option at the backup center. And I was down with Jimmy Butler running the point. And I think if you're smart enough, if you have a nice starting five, you can figure out how to do that with your rotations. And it was starting to click in the playoffs. We just ran out of time. And it'd be a shame to give up on this before we've actually seen it to fruition. Now, if somebody doesn't want to play here and they reject an offer, let them go. That's their choice. But to say, we need to alter, we need to make a trade. I mean, this is pretty much a blank slate if you look at it now. There was chemistry there. There was I think, some likability among the team. Jimmy's a little bit of a question mark, but at the end of the day, he wants to play somewhere where he's appreciated and can get that championship, and hopefully it's Philly.
Yeah, well, he seemed appreciated. He seemed to at least like it despite that post that people, John, on Instagram.
I saw that one.
I read nothing into
it. I thought he was just trying to be cool.
Yeah, I thought he was just being nice. Thank you so much. Appreciate it. Love the fans. Thanks so much. Thanks. Love the teammates. Love the city. All of that. And everybody saying he's out of here. That could very well be true. But that did not mean anything to me. I don't know how you guys read into that based off of that post. 610-632-0975. How concerned are you about the Sixers offseason? Again, PHL Sixers Nation is where we saw this thing about Ball, Ingram, and the fourth pick for Ben Simmons. We're not reporting it. We were just reading it saying, what in the world is going on? This is what we're going to be getting throughout the entire offseason until something happens. Is this what we come to? 610-632-0975. Let's keep it running on the other side. Starting with Joe, Lou, Rob, Paul, Sean. One open phone line for the first time since we started at 7 right here on The Fanatic.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Listen up, Philly area. Are you interested in making some extra cash buying real estate tax liens? ProSource is offering a free tax lien investor kit that will introduce you to how to use their formula and proprietary website to earn secured returns potentially up to 18% with ProSource's system. It's so simple to buy tax liens with ProSource's system that you can do this while sitting on your couch. Just point, click, and start buying tax liens on ProSource's website anywhere in the U.S. that are completely secured by the local government laws. So if you're looking to become a real estate investor without getting dirty fixing up houses, then call 1-800-652-1377 now to get your free tax lien investor kit. And get ready to buy tax liens for as low as a few hundred dollars. Call 800-652-1377 right now to get your free tax lien investor kit, plus two free tickets to a live training event, which includes a free smartwatch just for attending. Call 800-652-1377. That's 800-652-1377 for your free tax lien kit now. Individual results may vary.
Non-attorney spokesperson. Advertised by the law firm of Slater, Slater, Shulman, and Levy Baldante, Philadelphia, PA.
Attention church parishioners. If you or your children were abused by a member of the clergy, listen closely, as you may be entitled to financial compensation. The Roman Catholic Archdiocese of Philadelphia has agreed to set up a victim compensation fund to compensate victims of child sexual abuse. The fund also covers Bucks, Chester, Delaware, and Montgomery counties. You may file a claim now, even if the abuse happened decades ago. If you or loved ones suffered abuses from clergy members, including those who knew about the abuse but failed to stop it, call the 100% confidential clergy abuse hotline at 800-785-8498. Our attorneys may be able to get you a cash award while you remain completely anonymous. But call now, as time is quickly running out to file a claim. Call 800-785-8498 right now to learn if you are eligible to seek justice and compensation while remaining completely anonymous. Call 800-785-8498. That's 800-785-8498. 800-785-8498.
Welcome to Sherwin-Williams.
So I can get 30% off paint?
Yes.
And 30% off stains?
You bet.
Party time!
Yeah!
Oh, party time, the color. I'd like 3 gallons in party time, please.
You got it.
Ask Sherwin-Williams May 17th through June 3rd and save 30% on paints and stains with sale prices starting at $26.94. Only at your local Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
And now, an ad from Dad.
All right, what do we got here? Save money on car insurance when you rent a home. Auto with Bird. Save money on car insurance. You ready? Save money on car insurance when you bundle home and auto with Progressive. Yeah, that sounded pretty good, I think. I could do it one more time, but I think that's... What do you say? Nailed it, right? Nailed it.
Progressive can't save you from becoming your parents, but we can save you money when you bundle home and auto. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning is built to a higher standard, so you can focus on the problems in your life that actually matter, like the drywall that somehow isn't. American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning, built to a higher standard.
Get up to a $500 rebate in special financing with approved credit on a new air conditioning system in time for summer. See your independent American Standard dealer for complete program eligibility, dates, details, and restrictions. Visit AmericanStandardAir.com. That's AmericanStandardAir.com.
In general, I'm a win-win guy. When I have to spend hours searching for the right part, it's lose-lose. It's time lost for me and lost time for my crew. That's why I order from Grainger. with product experts that have the answers to my toughest questions, an easy-to-use website to help me find the right product quickly. I can rely on Grainger to make getting supplies for my business as simple and seamless as possible. When it comes to getting things done, it's a win-win when Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by to see for yourself. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Innovation doesn't always mean adding blades. So Gillette made SkinGuard, their first razor that actually helps stop shaving irritation, razor bumps, and razor burn. Here's what guys are saying after trying Gillette SkinGuard.
I've not had a single cut, bump, red spot, and most importantly, not one ingrown hair.
Just try SkinGuard for the first time, and all I can say is, wow, no nicks whatsoever. If you have sensitive skin, you need this blade.
Enough said. Try Gillette SkinGuard and stop shaving irritation or get your money back.
Kick off the start of summer at North Shore Bar and Kitchen in North Wildwood. Take advantage of the best happy hour in Wildwood weekdays from 3 to 6. Enjoy their incredible food and drinks while taking in the live music and entertainment. Be sure to try their famous pig wings and North Shore fries. And new this year, North Shore Summer Wheat Beer. North Shore Bar and Kitchen in North Wildwood has partnered with Storm the Heavens to Storm the Shore. $1 for every Orange Crush sold will benefit Storm the Heavens. Visit stormtheheavens.org. We must do better.
Marzetta and Trey in the morning. Gargano and Martinez middays. Missanelli afternoons.
This is the sports voice of the new Philadelphia.
97.5 The Fanatic. Burlington, Philadelphia, broadcasting live from the Xfinity Studios, only from Comcast.
Woo! Woo! 801-97.5, the Fanatic. Woo! Talking about the Sixers offseason, because we saw this thing on Twitter that said Ben Simmons for Lonzo Ball, Brandon Ingram, and the fourth overall pick in this June's draft, June 20th. And I sent this to Tyler like, yo, what is going on here? And is this what we're coming to as we broadcast from the Xfinity studio, only from Comcast? This is your all-star point guard. Flawed, but he's your all-star point guard. 50-win season, as one of our callers pointed out earlier, back-to-back. Leading this team, young, talented, one of the up-and-coming stars in this league. And we know why we're all talking about moving on from him if we agree that that's what needs to be done. It's because of the outside shooting. It's because of the lack of aggressiveness, if you will, at times. The fact that it stalls out the offense a lot of times because he does not shoot. All of these things that we all agree on, yet I get hit with, yo, you keep defending this guy. I'm not defending him. I'm saying this trade is weird. But my point was, how weird is now this offseason, knowing that you only have four people under contract, including Embiid and Simmons, and you still have to figure out Butler and Harris and Redick and on and on and on how to fill out this entire roster. But in the meantime, you're going to get weird trade proposals like this. I just looked at one on Twitter, Tyler and everybody else, 610-632-0975, that said, all you people saying you wouldn't take this trade are loyal to a fault, LOL. How could you not take it? It's like, what? How could you take it? Now, Tyler has a different point, and that's at Southpaw_215. I want to give John his credit for pointing that out, because I don't like the deal. And secondly, the deal is not complete. You're not going to trade Ben for two players that were number two overall picks in the NBA draft, plus the number four overall pick. Things just don't match up right there. There has to be more. So what is it, Zaire Smith? Is it the 24th pick? Is it Jonah Bolden? Because those are the only other guys in the contract. 610-632-0975. Joe, hang on a second. I want to get Tyler's thoughts on this real fast, because he's kind of in line with John real fast about this proposed, I don't know where the deal came from. It says the Ringer, but whatever. Ty.
I'm not die hard about it. I'm not like you can't miss on this trade. But my thing is, you're looking at a franchise that has four guys on the current roster. Four. James Ennis opted out today. Yeah. Gives you four guys.
Yep.
This would give you five and a sixth. Now, I know that Ben Simmons probably is better than both Lonzo Ball and Brandon Ingram and whomever you take it for. But what this does is it gives you a point guard. It's probably a guy that's Ben Simmons light, not as good of a defender, clearly, but also not a good jump shooter.
Lonzo's a pretty good defender. I give him that.
Not as good as Ben, is
well,
what I'm saying.
Well, that's because Ben is 6'10".
He might be elite.
Lonzo's 6'5". I think Lonzo's pretty good.
So what I would say is it gives you Ben Simmons light, Brandon Ingram, who can fill it up if you need him to, and also has the ability to play a couple of positions and maybe come off the bench if you can bring back Tobias and Jimmy Butler, and it gives you the fourth pick. Now, we assume that Zion Williamson's going to go number one. John Morant's probably going to go number two. RJ Barrett's probably going to go number three. That leaves you with a plethora of options, whether it's Darius Garland from Vanderbilt, or you look at a guy like DeAndre Hunter from Virginia, Jared Culvert from Texas Tech.
Yeah, yeah.
A lot of guys available that could help this team and give you another bench piece that could go along with Zaire Smith, develop them together. You got two young guys now.
Yeah, I'm not doing it.
Listen, if you're not going to do it, I understand, and I get your point why you're not doing it.
Yeah.
But do you understand my thought process as to why I would consider it?
Yeah, I get it.
I think it helps you out in the long run.
I get it.
It extends the shelf life of this team, which, in my opinion, is a lot shorter than people want to think.
Now, with the Brandon Ingram thing, if healthy, yes, because these blood clots are serious. We know, but they're saying they're expecting a full recovery. He should be fine. This is not a Chris Bosh situation, but it cannot be ignored when you're trying to put together something like this.
You're right. And the health concern is a scare, but if everything checks out and he's fine, I would do it.
All right. Okay. Here we go. 610-632-0975. Let's try Joe in Southwest on 97.5. Joe.
Ron, you out there?
I'm here.
All right, how are you? Hey, I've been on hold for like 45 minutes. At first, you had me barking in the car.
What? Is that right?
The little one. Listen.
Tell the little one what's going on. How's it going?
Fury knows. We tell you this all the time. Who stinks, right?
Cowboys.
That's right. That Cowboys stink. That's how we do over here. He's got as much more heart as Ben Simmons does. Listen, that Draymond thing, he's a dog. We would love for Ben to do what Draymond does.
Yeah.
He don't have it in him. And you know the other thing, too, that coach that he had over there at Michigan State, the way he plays the game, I don't think Ben's there intellect-wise either. That's the one that really separates them, too. We can't ask Ben to do this, but listen, we're stuck with Simmons. He's the AAU king. We're stuck with him. He's been coddled since he came up. He'll run all day. I love to play ball with him. We might not win nothing because we ain't playing for nothing.
Mm-hmm.
LSU, he had his uncle. He comes over here. He's got Brett Brown. We're stuck with him till Brown goes and he goes. I don't know who. Until we see this kid play with somebody not in his side or everything's going to be all right or this is what. I need somebody to get in his face. I don't care if that's here or there, but I can't give him $200 million.
Yeah, and again, I'm going to look that one up, Joe, and find that one so I can make sure I'm correct when I read that. That's going to be a big point for a lot of people that they're not going to give Ben Simmons this extension this summer.
That's what they groomed him for, and I can't give that family that money if he ain't going to step up and be a player I need him to be. And that's no kudos to him. They did it right. They came here. They put him with his uncle. They got him with his other uncle. You know what I mean? Listen, I needed to come off, and I need to see a ball player, and that's what we deserve.
Well, there you go, man. Joe, thanks for the call. Tell Ryan again, high love five, it. Man. Appreciate it. Yeah. You got it. 610-632-0975. This is you can do these things, and it turns into Ben Simmons. Now, we know Ben Simmons is part of that trade package, but this is what happens when it comes to him. And it should not be. Should not be. 2 years in, he's an all-star. I think everybody agrees that he's a deserving all-star. But he's a flawed player still because of the one aspect of his game that's key to success for any basketball player, which is the outside shooting. Doesn't have to be great. Just has to be respectable. And right now, it's not even that. So now we're dealing with this after 2 years, all-star season, 251 years. Everybody loves, a majority of people love the guy. Yet, for the right reasons, they're ready to move on. I can't tell anybody that they're wrong for wanting to move on. I can't even say that Joe is wrong when I bring up the Draymond Green thing because we agreed that Draymond Green is a dog in a good way. Where he's going to go hard to try to get a win and do anything to try to get a win. And when we last saw Ben, we wanted to see that in the fourth quarter, the second half, specifically against the Toronto Raptors in game seven and game four, and he did not. Disappointing. But it's all too familiar. And I do defend. I do not like a trade proposal like this, which is just flat out weird. But my point was, how concerned are you about the offseason? And is this what we have come to? 610-632-0975. We keep it moving in Norristown with Lou on the Fanatic. What's up, Lou?
Hey, how you doing, Javon?
I'm doing all right, Lou.
Javon, I got a couple proposals for you, and I'll let you talk.
Okay.
Is it possible that we could sign and trade Jimmy Butler for Klay Thompson? And could we trade Ben Simmons, Mo Bamba, J.J. Redick to Golden State for Durant?
No, see, the thing is, first of all, Golden State has to want Jimmy Butler back, and Klay Thompson has to want to come here. You got that? Kevin Durant. That would have to be something that he wants to do. They have the right to choose where they want to go, and the only reason they would agree to a sign and trade is because they've negotiated that with the two teams, like LeBron James and Chris Bosh did, ending up in Miami. They agreed that they were going to go there, so it made more sense for Cleveland and Toronto and for the Miami Heat and the players as well to do the sign and trade where everybody is pretty much happy. So I would say no, because those guys don't want to come here.
Well, I'm going to tell you this. I'm very concerned about this offseason.
Very concerned, okay.
I'm very concerned, and I'm not sure if Ben's going to get any better. I know he's only 22. That ain't got nothing to do with shooting the basketball, being 22. He's been playing basketball since he was 2, probably. So he ain't got it by now. I don't know if he's going to get it, but I see the potential, but, you know, and he don't have that kind of mean streak to go down the middle and slam on the board. Like, if he would do like Giannis, oh, my God. I agree with the other caller. If he would do that, he wouldn't have to have a jump shot. And I'm like this. I wouldn't give him $200 million. No way, no how.
Well, you're the next person. You're what, the fourth? Thanks for the call, Lou, to say that. And I'm not saying you're wrong. That's a lot of money. That's a lot of money to not know what you're getting. You know you're going to get 17, 9, and 8, but are you going to be there in the big spots when they need them to against the good teams? That's the question that we really cannot answer right now, except for the answer no. Rob in Philly, still on 97.5. Hey, Rob.
Hey, how's it going, Devon?
Good, man. What's going on with you?
A long day at work. But.
Sorry to make it rougher here with this.
All right, well, I got a trade proposal or two for you.
Okay.
All right. So say we got, so, you know, working with the one that's floating out there with the Lakers. Say, so we put Ben and maybe the 24 couple of the twos we got floating out there. Work with the Lakers. We take the four, take Ingram and Lonzo, package them with our 24 and a couple of twos. Do you think we could get that? Do you think that package could get the three from the Knicks?
Say it,
and we end up with a three and the four.
Say it one more time.
Okay. So the trade with the Lakers, we keep the four.
Okay.
We take Lonzo and Ingram, throw in the 24 and our two early twos. Does that get the three from the Knicks?
If the Knicks feel like they want depth overall, maybe.
Yeah, like if they feel they're not going to get Durant and they're not going to get Kyrie.
Maybe.
All right, and I got one more for you. If we can't get the Knicks, do you think a similar package, maybe a little less of our picks? So, you know, the trade with the Lakers, but we throw Lonzo and Ingram and maybe the twos, save our 24. Do you think that gets us the four and Mike Conley?
See, Mike Conley and his big money, I would think Memphis would want to get rid of that.
Because you know that would look good.
No, it would. It would. It would be ideal. Type of point guard that you would relish to have with this team, specifically with Joel Embiid, Rob. See, this is the tough part, because when we got the call earlier saying Ben Simmons has no value. That's not true. Ben Simmons has value. He's an all-star. He has value. He's young. The only thing is, Rob, thanks for the call, man, that, you know, the $220 million that comes along with it, is that real? Do you want to do that? Do you want to give that extension? And it's crazy because I think people are looking at the extension saying no because it's the 220, but what if it was the 140? What is it? What does Embiid have? 140? Let's just say it was right around there. He would get that kind of number. Would you give Ben Simmons that extension? Are you waiting? I think people are scared because of the fact you hear 220. You hear 220. And 147 is Embiid's with some language in there about his health. And they covered themselves, basically. 610-632-0975. Paul and Margate next on the Fanatic. Hey, Paul.
Hello?
Hey, Paul, what's going on?
Hi, Devon. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Hello?
Yeah, I got you.
Yeah, I want to talk about the free agents. These fake trades don't make sense to me. But
yeah, and remember, the whole thing was, is this what we're doing now?
I know.
Putting stuff like that out there.
I know, but more importantly is Elton Brand. We all seem to like Elton Brand. Elton Brand's an intelligent guy. You have to convince me that he made these trades for these free agents without some type of promise or guarantee that they were going to sign back for us. We gave two first-round draft picks and two starters. And you're telling me that these guys can just walk away, that there was no promise out there that they would come back if we offered them a certain dollar figure?
Mm-hmm.
Now, they could back out of it. I understand that. But he had to have. I mean, if he didn't have some kind of promise, then we got the wrong general manager.
I don't know if it was more of a promise, but the idea of this is what we're going to go after based on the information that we have, that we may not be the destination in the free agent market as people believe, so we have to do it this way versus waiting until July.
Right. But you don't think he talked to Butler's agent?
I'm sure he did.
Hey, if we offer you the max, will he come here? And the agent says, sure, if you offer the max. Now, I'm not saying that's what he did, but he had to have some guy. You don't just go blindly out and give away half your team to two guys that might not come back next year.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they don't have to keep their word if they said it, but the point is, you know, he's no dope. He's a smart guy.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you just can't do something like that and expect to survive, because they weren't going to win the championship this year. He knew that, not with their bench.
Yeah.
But these two guys and somebody else next year, yes, they can win the championship. But he has to have some kind of promise out there from the agents and the players that, yes, if you do this, if you offer me this. Now, Elton might come and say about Harris, well, I don't really want to offer you that now. And that's a different story. But if he told them what he would give them and they kind of promised, that's the only reason he would make that trade. You're allowed to talk to these agents before you make that trade, correct? Everything's not blind out there.
Yeah, everybody talks about everything.
Right.
Like when you bring up Klay Thompson or Kevin Durant, you know that the conversations have already been had.
Exactly right. So when people out there, I hear rumors today that he's not coming back, that Rondo on TV and Paul, what kind of inside information would they have?
Rondo played with him in Chicago. That's the only connection that they have.
Yeah, and he's an idiot, Rondo. And Paul Pierce sits there like he knows everything. If you watch the show, half the time, I don't think he watches the first half of the game.
Yeah, he's kind of weird on TV, yeah.
Oh, he's very weird on TV, but he threw it out there. He's not coming back.
Right,
well, I just give Elton Brand a lot more credit than that. And if he didn't have some kind of agreement, whether they abide by it or not, and he's the wrong general manager, because you gave up two first-round draft picks and two starters, and you're getting nothing.
Yeah, well, Paul, I mean, listen, that's why I asked the question, how concerned are you about this offseason? Because those are things. And before we let you go, I was talking about the $220 million. I found the story, right?
Yeah.
It was on The Ringer from the May 12th. And the story was talking about the Sixers, three things that they need to worry about. Will they get an extension done with Ben Simmons was one of the focuses of the question. And it says Simmons is eligible for a max extension in July that could come in at over $220 million.
Well, I don't think that's that high. I never thought it was that high.
I didn't think it was that high either. And I think I know the salary cap a little bit. Paul, thanks for the call, man. Appreciate it. So, Ty, that's exactly where I saw it, and maybe I'll just screenshot that and send it out so people will at least know what I'm speaking about when I'm talking about the extension. That's a lot of money. It's a lot of money. Then five for 190 for both of your wing players in Butler and Harris.
You're going to end up with a seven-man team.
Like the Miami Heat, fielding mid-level exception guys and then only minimum salary guys on the back end. Sean in Wilmington on the Fanatic next. What's up, Sean?
Hey, man, how you doing, man?
I'm doing all right, man.
Hey, great show, man. I love listening to Sixers talk every night, man. You real dialed in all season, man.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
So, this trade to me just seems like clickbait in a lot of ways because, to me, you're right on
point. I agree. That's why we asked. Is this what we're coming to?
When I think of Brandon Ingram, I'm like, what the blood clot? And I'm thinking Lonzo Ball. I want nothing to do with all that. And Ben Simmons, I mean, I'm not trying to defend the dude, but at 22, I just don't know that he's developed and confident enough. And correct me if I'm wrong, when we have seen him shoot, although his elbow's out,
yes,
it does not look like junk. It's not a bad shot. I think he has a lot of room for improvement. Do you think he needs a Sixers shooting coach as opposed to his brother? What's the story behind that?
I think, first of all, he has to want to change it, number one. That it begins with him. Then I can't believe, even though you're talking, Sean, let's get rid of his brother as a shooting coach, I can't believe that his brother is not saying to him, hey, this needs to be fixed. Go ahead.
No, just to your point, why is he not telling him you're his coach?
He has to be.
He's been developing this in practice, Ben. Pull the trigger in the game.
He can't be that foolish to not tell his own brother that this is a problem. Can't be.
And then what's your thoughts on this kid from Purdue? I'm hearing a lot that he'll be in the Sixers' wheelhouse.
Carson Edwards.
In that round. And where does Zaire Smith fit next year? We're talking all these trades in this deal for Ben, which no one's going to give him that much money without a baseline jumper, something, you know, that's just ridiculous. But where is the roster around him coming back? Where are these guys like Zaire Smith? Is he going to develop? What kind of player is he? Can he give us significant minutes next year?
You got it, man. Thanks for the call, Sean. Really appreciate it. The Zaire Smith thing. We spoke about this last week a little bit, and I think a lot of it has to do with the connection of J.J. Redick, and does he return to this basketball team on maybe a short-term 2-3-year deal, 3-year team option kind of thing for J.J. Redick, since you give him balloon payments of $23 million 1 year, 12.5, 12.3 the next year, this past season, that now you're looking at possibly bringing J.J. back on that type of deal. Where does Zaire Smith fit in that? If J.J. does not come back, and let's say that Jimmy Butler returns, Tobias Harris returns, J.J. does not, you can look at a situation where Tobias Harris is still your stretch four. Jimmy Butler can now be your two. And you somehow find a three lineup-wise with this team. Ben Simmons is still your point guard. Or you can say Zaire Smith slides into that two. Butler and Harris are now your forwards in the front court. Ben Simmons is still your 6'10 point guard. So let's remember this. With Ben Simmons defensively, a lot of people are not concerned about his defense. It's the offense. They're okay with his defense. So he's going to guard fours and threes and sometimes twos and maybe even ones. But in this case, they may not get the offensive production, which they will not get the offensive production from Zaire Smith as they do from J.J. Redick. But what they can do now is easily slide Zaire Smith onto a point guard defensively, have Jimmy on a two, Ben on a four, Tobias Harris on a three, or vice versa, whatever we want to do. Because at that point, now we're looking at a more seamless defensive strategy overall because of attributes, the height, and all of those things, right? That would be more natural for the 76ers. Easier, if you will, at 6'3", 6'4", Zaire Smith is, to defend a point guard and have everyone else slide into their spots. Now, there's a lot of cross-matching there because on offense, Ben is the point guard, but so is Jimmy Butler. Maybe they'll experiment a little bit with Zaire Smith bringing the basketball up. Something like that. 610-632-0975. So I think Smith is important. He was the 16th overall pick. You traded Mikal Bridges for him. You got the 21 pick back. 21 pick went to L.A. with Shamit and Muscala and a couple other picks, while you got Harris, Zaire Smith is important. He has to play next year. How much? Don't know. But I think he is important, especially if J.J. Redick leaves and they are not able to add a wing in the offseason that they feel comfortable starting. 610-632-0975. We're getting a lot of reaction, so let's keep it going right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Give me that ball. Devon Givens on 97.5 The Fanatic.
The only thing worse than being hurt on the job is having the insurance company come along and kick you when you're down. That insurance company doesn't care that you're seriously hurt, and it will use any tactic to get out of paying your workman's compensation claim. Hi, I'm Justin Cohen from the law offices of Kotler, Hernandez, and Cohen. If you've been injured on the job, call us now at 866-66-LAW-NJ. That's 866-66-LAW-NJ. One of our 14 full-time attorneys will come to your home for a free consultation. Our team's committed to workman's compensation, and we put your needs first. Simple. You don't get paid, we don't get paid. You may be down, but you're not out. Let us take on that insurance company. For that free consultation, call us today. Kotler, Hernandez, and Cohen. 866-66-LAW-NJ. That's 866-66-LAW-NJ. Or visit us at peoplefirstlawyers.com. Again, peoplefirstlawyers.com. At Kotler, Hernandez, and Cohen, we put people first.
Attention. If you're in debt to the IRS and frustrated with your options, for a limited time, you can call and quickly check your eligibility for the Fresh Start programs offered by the IRS to reduce or even eliminate your tax problem. Through this special toll-free hotline number, you can find out in minutes if you qualify for these powerful new debt reduction programs greenlighted by the IRS for 2019. If you have unfiled tax returns, under audit, have a wage or bank levy, or just want to know your options, business or personal, Republic Tax Relief's A-plus rated tax relief system has helped thousands stop IRS collections immediately and saved millions in tax debt. These relief programs will not last forever. Call the hotline number now, 800-920-2937. That's 800-920-2937. Check your eligibility for tax debt savings today. Call 800-920-2937. That's 800-920-2937.
Attention, future cannabis and CBD entrepreneurs. Are you interested in making some extra cash in the booming medical marijuana and CBD business? Then get ready. Christopher Wright, host of the hit radio Cannabis Talk 101, is holding a free training class in the Philly area. Over the last few years, Chris and his dedicated team have been making money in the medical marijuana business, and now they're looking to help others do the same. If you have the desire, Chris is ready to teach you his proven formula for starting and running a successful medical marijuana or CBD business that will allow you to tap into today's modern-day green rush. So if you're interested in becoming a cannabis entrepreneur, call 800-420-0063 now and get your free cannabis business starter kit and free tickets to Chris's Cannabis Network training class. Call 800-420-0063 now. Seating is very limited. Call 800-420-0063. That's 800-420-0063 and get your free starter kit today. This is an educational class only, brought to you by the Cannabis Talk Network.
Here is today's Rubber Report.
The Phils travel to Chicago for four games to face the Cubs, and Jake Arrieta will get the start against his former team. Arrieta was definitely comfortable pitching in Wrigley Field, posting a 30-14 record with a 2.31 ERA in 59 career starts. He will face the Cubs' Yu Darvish, who has struggled this season, owning a 5.14 ERA in 9 starts. His record is 2-3.
That is who is on the rubber today. Brought to you by CJ's Tire and Automotive. Better, faster, more affordable.
Hey everybody, Anthony Gargano here to talk to you about the most convenient, affordable way to help with your cleanup.
Yeah, the Bagster.
I love this product, a 3-cubic-yard dumpster in a bag. Sold at Home Depot, Lowe's, and local home improvement stores. And for only $29.99. Whatever your cleanup plans are, I'm telling you, the Bagster bag can take it on. Buy it, fill it, and it's gone. This is Anthony Gargano telling you to clean it up in the Bagster. Dumpster in a bag.
Workers needing tools and equipment, are you tired of calling and being put on hold? Take action. Stop waiting 2 to 3 days while your equipment is down. Take action. Call Action Rental now. Action Rental is your go-to for all your construction equipment. Locations south of the Philadelphia Airport, Allentown, and Bethlehem. Action Rental prides themselves on picking up the phone so you can talk to a human being who can get you your equipment out to your job site right away. Online at actionrental.com. Get your equipment today, actionrental.com.
Kick off the start of summer at North Shore Bar and Kitchen in North Wildwood. Take advantage of the best happy hour in Wildwood weekdays from 3 to 6. Enjoy their incredible food and drinks while taking in the live music and entertainment. Be sure to try their famous pig wings and North Shore fries. And new this year, North Shore Summer Wheat Beer. North Shore Bar and Kitchen in North Wildwood has partnered with Storm the Heavens to Storm the Shore. $1 for every Orange Crush sold will benefit Storm the Heavens. Visit stormtheheavens.org. We must do better.
Hi, this is Armin from Armin Chevrolet and Armin Cadillac, proudly sponsoring PGA Championship coverage on 97.5 The Fanatic. Shop 24/7 at shoparmin.com. The Armin team, closer than you think.
Sports Talk for Pensauken and all of Camden County.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Oh, 97.5 The Fanatic. It's been fun. The 8 o'clock hour is brought to you by the Delaware Valley's Premier Gentlemen's Club with three locations, which is Club Risque, Philly, Bristol, and Northeast Philadelphia. For more information, visit clubrisque.com on our phone lines, 610-632-0975. And I wanted to address this one guy. He says, at blowing up fast, Uncle Vin says, at least give at PHL Sixers Nation their plug. My man, Uncle Vin. We mentioned them earlier. Pay attention. We did that a long time ago. Thanks, man. Appreciate it. 610-632, multiple times, by the way. And retweeted it out there a few times, sent it to a couple of people. 610-632-0975. It's not to say that at PHL Sixers Nation, they are the ones who started this. They are not. They did not. They picked it up from somewhere else and said, hey, guys, look at this. Some late night reading for you. What do you think? And it's not them saying anything, but hey, guys, take a look at this. It's not us saying anything, but are we really here? Is this what we're doing now? We know we come up with, people come up with weird trade proposals, but Lonzo Ball, Brandon Ingram, and a four for Ben Simmons? I'm not doing that. And it doesn't even match. And then I looked at the other thing with the Ringer, and it's pointed out again. Simmons is eligible for a max extension in July that could come in at over $220 million. And not a lot of Philadelphia fans are going to want to give him that kind of extension, still knowing that you have to figure out what you want to do with the rest of your core. Butler, Harris, Redick, or others. 610-632-0975. Joe Torti coming up at 9 o'clock right here on The Fanatic. B-Hawk in Philly. B-Hawk, what's going on? Yo, B-Hawk. Oh, B-Hawk is not there. Waited a while. Let's check in with Mike in the Northeast next on The Fanatic. What's happening, Mike?
Bennett, I mean, I'm sorry. Devon, how you doing?
What's going on, man?
Two questions. If Ben Simmons doesn't get that extension, then if he wanted out, he's going to use that as an out to get out.
Yep.
So they got to trade him. You know what I mean? If he doesn't want...
There's another angle to it.
If he doesn't get that extension, they got to move him.
There's another angle to it. Yeah.
And the other question is, a makeup trade. Is there any way that where you lose Jimmy Butler, you can pry Drew Holiday away from New Orleans and then keep Tobias, and then Ben would play the three, and then JJ and, you know, Jeru would play the guards?
I think with all the uncertainty and the uproar and everything just being thrown around in Los Angeles, Mike, the one constant that the Pelicans have had all season was Drew Holiday. And with David Griffin now in there, they have a floor general, someone who can play both guard positions. I don't think they're going to want to come up off of Drew right now. I could be wrong because we did hear his name during the trade deadline, but now that Griffin is in there, maybe he has a change of plans and wants to keep him in there.
Even if they can get him off the books that cheap, I mean, that's a lot of money off his books.
Yeah, but he also has Zion coming in there with him, somebody who can kind of ease some of that pressure off of him.
True. All right, good enough. Thank you.
You got it, man. Thanks, Mike. Appreciate it. 610-632-0975. The main question, by the way, how concerned are you with this offseason? How concerned? There have been plenty of proposals and not even proposals overall, just it's time to move on from Ben. Then we don't know about Jimmy Butler because there are now things where he's saying to people that Los Angeles is his destination. Tobias Harris, his father, is his agent. Things that I was hearing that his dad might actually mess this thing up by asking for too much. Okay? By asking for too much. That's a real thing. That's a real thing for Tobias Harris potentially in the offseason. I don't know that, but once again, just what I've been told, that his father is really going to go after a lot of money after turning down 480 from the Clippers last offseason. They are going to want to make up for that plus a lot more. And I don't know that Elton Brand in front office are willing to give that. Now, to the other point of if Elton Brand making these moves, he has to have an idea, or else this was a bad idea by making these moves without having some sort of guarantee. They have pointed out in plenty of stories that we've read that they made these moves with the idea of bringing both Butler and Harris back here to Philadelphia because they weren't sure that they can go into the free agent market and just flat out bring people in, hoping that the culture of what they've built, the playoff run, kind of like in Oklahoma City where Paul George decided to stay, same thing would happen here with these players playing with Simmons and Embiid and Redick. So we'll see. We'll see. 610-632-0975. Kevin in West Philly joins us on the Fanatic next. What's up, Kev?
What's going on, Devon? All right, here's a question for you. How long in anyone's craft are they not considered young?
You know what's funny? Because I was talking to my cousin earlier, Kev, and let me see what you think about this. When we were talking about it, he said, for a guy like him who's played pro ball at a high level, played international ball at a high level,
mm-hmm.
playing high school basketball at a high level,
mm-hmm.
1 year college basketball, as mm-hmm. talented as he is, this is no longer the old NBA. A lot of these players are young, so they are basically a little bit older in their development. His problem, of course, is the outside shooting. So does it really apply when we want to wait for his prime to hit at 25 when he's 22, already making the All-Star team? Is that an excuse anymore?
And the reason I ask that question, because in any other walk of life, if you had 4 or 5 years experience, you're not considered young. Would you agree?
Agreed.
So
he's been around for 3 years.
Could have played his rookie year. He chose not to.
Yes, he did.
So technically this is his fourth year. So after 4 years, are you still considered young?
No, no longer.
Okay.
No.
Now, everybody say he's an all-star. He was rookie of the year. Guess what? Michael Carter Williams was rookie of the year. Dario Saric was second in rookie of the year voting behind Malcolm Brogdon.
Mm-hmm.
And being an all-star, would you rather take Ben Simmons or C.J. McCollum, who can't scratch an all-star team?
Because he's in a loaded West, right?
Exactly. So just because you're an all-star doesn't mean, because time is everything, time and place is everything, it really doesn't mean that you're one of the best at your position. You wanted the best on your side of the bed.
Mm-hmm.
So
the question again, Kev, with Ben Simmons and Butler and Harris and Redick and all this stuff, how concerned are you about this offseason?
I'm concerned, and I wouldn't give Ben $200 million, but at the same time, I was one of those guys that didn't want to give in. It's one of the
Embiid 147?
Right, but you had to.
Had to. Do you have to give Ben his extension? It may not be 220, but you have to give him an extension.
You have to because of the public relations outcry that the Sixers are going to endure if they don't.
Mm.
And it might be 50-50 because everybody knows he's not shooting. But at the same time, if you don't give it to him, who are you having to replace him?
That's
where you stuck.
That's maybe, Kev. Listen, great stuff, man. Thanks for the call. 610-632-0975. That's why this is a pertinent question. How concerned are you about the actual offseason? Not just Ben Simmons, because he ties into it. His development. We may not even see what he does, but it's about trust and belief that he's going to do it. But as I was talking to my cousin about, is he satisfied with who he is as a basketball player? Where, again, I made the All-Star team. I don't need to do that other stuff. What if that is his mindset? Remember when people talked about it early on? I don't like him because he's already too cool. He's Hollywood. He's going to leave for Los Angeles. Is he satisfied with who he is? An All-Star. Playing the point guard position. The coach said when he was drafted he's a four-man. A week later when it was time for Summer League, he's a point guard. and he was dazzling us, was he not? In that summer league. Did some great things last year after missing his first four year as a player because of the broken foot, even though we know he could have come back. They wanted the rookie of the year, his people, they got it. Now we're in year three, two playoff appearances, subpar, lackluster. This fan base tells the truth when they see something. There have been people calling on him for a while. Even dating back to LSU, they did not want him. I know a few people specifically said, I want Ingram. I know he can do one thing at the pro level, score. 610-632-0975. Joe Torty will be in at 9. This has been fun. Kind of, when I'm not being attacked. Like, I wrote that story, what we think is the ringer and all that stuff. Great job by at PHL Sixers Nation by putting it out there. The question was, how concerned are you about this offseason? And with those types of trade proposals, is this where we're going? We know we get weird stuff around this time, but man. And then we're talking again about an all-star. Even though, yeah, he's an all-star, but he has flaws. Let's keep it rolling on the other side here on The Fanatic.
Devon Givens.
Give it up.
On 97.5. The Fanatic.
Attention. If you're in debt to the IRS and frustrated with your options, for a limited time, you can call and quickly check your eligibility for the Fresh Start programs offered by the IRS to reduce or even eliminate your tax problem. Through this special toll-free hotline number, you can find out in minutes if you qualify for these powerful new debt reduction programs green-lighted by the IRS for 2019. If you have unfiled tax returns, under audit, have a wage or bank levy, or just want to know your options, business or personal, Republic Tax Relief's A-plus rated tax relief system has helped thousands stop IRS collections immediately and saved millions in tax debt. These relief programs will not last forever. Call the hotline number now, 800-920-2937. That's 800-920-2937. Check your eligibility for tax debt savings today. Call 800-920-2937. That's 800-920-2937.
Yo, Philadelphia, Anthony Gargano here with my friend Bob Marino, president of Spring Garden Lending's Mid-Atlantic region. So here's the deal. We've been doing this for 10 years, Bob. Yeah, I hear you got news.
And this is the biggest news in 10 years from us.
What's going on?
And you remember Spring Garden Lending provides bridge loans to build or renovate real estate in the Philadelphia market?
Of course. You're faster than the bank, cheaper than alternative lenders, closing loans in 3 weeks.
Ha, good memory. Now we've added a new, unique product to the lineup.
What is it?
We're offering construction to permanent financing with long-term traditional bank rates.
All right, now what are the perks?
Only one closing and customers save on fees and all the hassles.
All right, so you're a player who can now hit and field.
Exactly.
All right, let me get this straight. I'm a real estate developer. Spring Garden Lending gives me a loan to build or renovate a building. Work's done. I lease the property, and then my loan automatically converts to permanent financing.
You got it.
Wow, real estate developers, listen up. Spring Garden Lending's offering one-stop shop construction to permanent financing. Stay tuned for more home runs from Bob Marino and Spring Garden Lending.
Listen up, Philly area. Are you interested in making some extra cash buying real estate tax liens? ProSource is offering a free tax lien investor kit that will introduce you to how to use their formula and proprietary website to earn secured returns potentially up to 18% with ProSource's system. It's so simple to buy tax liens with ProSource's system that you can do this while sitting on your couch. Just point, click, and start buying tax liens on ProSource's website anywhere in the U.S. that are completely secured by the local government laws. So if you're looking to become a real estate investor without getting dirty fixing up houses, then call 1-800-652-1377 now to get your free tax lien investor kit. And get ready to buy tax liens for as low as a few hundred dollars. Call 800-652-1377 right now to get your free tax lien investor kit, plus two free tickets to a live training event, which includes a free smartwatch just for attending. Call 800-652-1377. That's 800-652-1377 for your free tax lien kit now. Individual results may vary.
My portfolio's diversified. My 401k's maxed. But my savings account just sat there till I switched to Marcus by Goldman Sachs. I'm earning way more now, just between you and me. My savings are right on track. Feels like I got upgraded for free.
You can money.
with a Marcus by Goldman Sachs online savings account. Earn four times the national average at Marcus.com.
National average data provided by Informa and accuracy cannot be guaranteed. Goldman Sachs Bank USA, member FDIC.
Hi, guys. It's Trey from my friends at Medford Ford on Route 70 in Medford, New Jersey. As a proud Ford truck owner, I would recommend any opportunity for someone to get themselves in a new Ford. And right now at Medford Ford, you can get 0% financing for 72 months on America's best-selling truck, the F-150, or get $5,000 cash back on their full line of 2019 Ford SUVs. Make sure you go see my guy Ken, the sales manager at Medford Ford, or set up a test drive online at MedfordFord.com.
Where can you take a kayak for a test drive in a parking lot? The Dick's Sporting Goods Outdoor Adventure Tour is stopping this Saturday through Monday at our Oxford Valley store. Stop by and talk to our outdoor adventure pros, test our bikes on our performance track, and paddle kayaks in our 20 by 40 foot demo pool. Plus, the Dick's Outdoor Adventure Tour features other surprises and store-wide savings, like a Blade kayak, only $179.98, and a GT Aggressor Pro bike for just $299.98. For all the details, head to dicks.com/adventure tour.
Kick off the start of summer at North Shore Bar and Kitchen in North Wildwood. Take advantage of the best happy hour in Wildwood weekdays from 3 to 6. Enjoy their incredible food and drinks while taking in the live music and entertainment. Be sure to try their famous pig wings and North Shore fries. And new this year, North Shore Summer Wheat Beer. North Shore Bar and Kitchen in North Wildwood has partnered with Storm the Heavens to Storm the Shore. $1 for every Orange Crush sold will benefit Storm the Heavens. Visit stormtheheavens.org. We must do better.
You're locked in to 97.5 The Fanatic. Brought to you by McCausland Lock Services. Car keys and remotes for up to 50% off. Online at 4carkeys.com. Sports voice of the new Philadelphia. 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, 45-97-5, The Fanatic, Devon Givens. Let me tell you about the Fanatic deal of the week. Get the 2019 Victory Golf Pass for only $29 with the Fanatic's deal of the week. Gain access to over 300 of the region's best golf courses, including 25 private courses, all at huge savings. Check it out now at 975thefanatic.com. Keyword deal. Get your Victory Golf Pass before they're gone. Supplies are limited. On the phones, 610-632-0975. Throwing it out there, how concerned are you about this offseason? We're going to start to hear things about trade packages for Ben Simmons. So many other things we're going to hear about Simmons and what he should be, where he should be. I propose, and maybe we'll even get Joe Torti's thoughts on this when he steps in at 9 o'clock, that if, regardless, really, I mean, if the jump shot is not going to be there, that's a red flag. He may not be able to shoot. We don't even know if he can shoot. We see him do it in practice and pregame stuff. The Draymond Green thing that I like, where I'm looking at him and I'm saying, hey, Ben would be phenomenal in that Draymond Green role. But could he be a selfless? We think he's selfless because of the way he passes, but is he going to be selfless enough to take the ball out of his hands a little more for the betterment of the team to have other stuff out there? Draymond accepts that because Draymond Green was a second-round pick. He had to work for it all, even though he great player at Michigan State. We know that stuff, but he worked to be who he is in the league. Draymond Green is a team player by the definition, and he's very, very good. Could Ben Simmons accept that? He's still going to get 35 to 40 minutes a night. The ball's always going to funnel through him at some point. He's just not going to be dunker's position all the time. He's not going to be up top handling the ball every time. Draymond brings the ball up and he hands it off. Ben does that. But then somehow Draymond sets the screen. He gets the ball on a roll. I know I've been incorporating that. I've been asking for that for a while. Let Ben Simmons set some screens and roll to the basket. He can finish on either side of the floor with both hands. And in the middle of the floor, Draymond floats it up for a layup, floater, teardrop. Goes hard to the basket, layup. That's what Ben wants to do anyway, either pass or finish at the rim. And then we see where Draymond is lobbing to Iguodala, lobbing to JaVale McGee, lobbing to Andrew Bogut, lobbing to Jordan Bell, Kevon Looney, Sean Livingston. All of these players, He's throwing lobs. He's doing the same thing Ben Simmons wants to do. Pass the basketball. Before the postseason and the last week of the regular season, Draymond Green wouldn't even shoot for 75 games. What's wrong with Ben in that type of role? He has to accept it. That's probably the what's wrong with Ben with that type of role. 610-632-0975. We go to Dean in Mount Airy on 97.5. What's up, Dean?
I definitely wouldn't do the Ball Ingram trade at all. That sounds ludicrous because Ball can't shoot either. I mean, Ingram can shoot, but you don't know. He's still in the same boat as far as his defense.
Yeah, Lonzo has the weird, funky release, and he shoots low 30s.
Right.
Three-point percentage.
I wouldn't do it. I would still try to find ways to build on Ben's potential. People want microwave superstar. I mean, microwave championships at times. And it's not going to come that way. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You gotta work through the problems that they do have. That I would do what I can do to re-sign him because he's still with that trade value. If, you know, he's been to two playoff games and he's been an all-star. But here's the thing. We got to get another guy who offsets what Ben can't do, to be better. You know what I mean?
So you mean bringing more people around him, kind of like what Butler means to the team, but still allow Ben to be Ben?
Yeah, let him be himself, but teach him how to shoot around the aggression that's going to the basket.
Yeah.
So if that dunk is not there, get him to do other things that will be there until we get him to a shot. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You got to do that. And Joel has to do the same thing. But Joel can't always. I mean, even though he has a decent 3-point shot, but Joel got to move around and be more aggressive and healthy. See, here's the thing with me. I want Butler to come back, but he's not the only option if he decides not to come back.
No, absolutely not. I mean, it's just a matter of can you convince those people, Dean, thanks for the call, to actually come to Philadelphia? Can you convince them to do that on the open market? That's what we're all asking. How concerned are you with this offseason? Sean in Newark is next on the Fanatic. What's up, Sean? You good?
Hey, how you doing, Devon?
Good, good. How are you?
I love talking to you. I'm doing great. I love talking to you. There's nobody on the radio that knows more about basketball. I spoke to you and Joe last week.
Yes.
I do have one minor issue.
Hey, keep it
and
going.
And that was when we were talking about free agency, you were saying the first step should be to sign Jimmy Butler. And I was respectfully disagreeing with you and Joe saying, no, that's the last step. That under NBA salary cap rules, you can go over the cap to re-sign your own guys.
Yeah, but you can't.
So, well, if you sign Jimmy Butler, the split second you do that, you're now capped out. You could only guy left to sign, you could sign Tobias Harris because mm-hmm. he's your own guy, so yeah. You'd be allowed to go over your cap to get him. But the moment you sign Jimmy Butler or Tobias Harris, you will be immediately banned from signing any other free agents in the NBA.
And I remember your point about making sure you have a verbal with Jimmy and Tobias to come back.
Well, yeah,
and
on air, you guys seem to think. Yeah, on air, you guys seem to be thinking, because you even were ridiculing me after I hung up, that I was saying that, oh no, go pursue other people, and then if you can't get them, then go try to sign Jimmy. And I was like, no, that's not what I'm saying. You have a private conversation with Jimmy and his agent, mm-hmm. saying, oh no, we're signing you, and this is what we'll offer. We'll give you the max or whatever, but you know, you got to give us 30 days so that we can go ahead and see if we can't get you some ammunition with some other free agents in here. And of course, they know the salary cap rules, so you wouldn't have to explain it to them. They would understand.
Sure.
So that was the big point that I didn't think you and Joe got. It seemed like you guys thought I was saying, no, go pursue other people, and then if you can't get them,
yeah, just come back to Jimmy.
Choice.
No, absolutely not. We got you. Yeah. Yeah.
So that's the key. So with Jimmy, the only thing I would say to him is privately, look, we'll give you the Supermax, but I would, if I was Elton, I'd have a face-to-face and say, can we get you for 175 instead of 190? And the reason I'm asking you to take $15 million less than the Supermax is two reasons. One, because it would make Elton look like he's doing a great job as a GM, because not only could I sign Jimmy, but I didn't even have to pay the Supermax. And from Jimmy's point of view, he's been saying all along that he'd be willing to take less money just to stay with a winner. And you'd be telling them, well, you're actually, even though you're publicly saying you're taking $15 million less, you're actually taking $35 million more, because the other teams can offer 4 years at $35 million a year. We'll give you 5 years at $35 million a year. Mm-hmm. So you're actually getting $35 million extra, but the public perception is you're taking $15 million less. So we're paying you more to say you're taking less.
Yeah.
And that would be the only deal I'd want to try to see if I could cut with him behind the scenes, and if he could come in for 175 instead of 190, he's still getting $35 million more than any other team could give him. But yet, when they have the press conference, the very first words out of Jimmy's mouth could say, "I'm a man of my word. Now, I told you, I'm not just in it for the money."
He said, "I'm not worried about money." Now, real fast before
we
go,
even though really he's getting, even though really he's getting
exactly what he wants,
but it would look like
now,
he's taking less.
With all of that, how concerned are you about the offseason?
I'm not super concerned about Jimmy. I would think that they could have a private conversation and Elton would know the answer real quick. And Jimmy has said that he wants to be in somewhere where he could win. Obviously, getting $35 million more to the Sixers than any other team could pay him, well, that's nice, too. So then he's getting the money. And the other issue that Jimmy's had is he's had issues with both teammates and coaches that just can't relate to him. And by his own admission, he'll tell you, you know, I'm a strange dude. But he's publicly said he likes his teammates, and he really likes Brett Brown, that he gets me. And he actually said that. This guy gets me. Brett Brown is the first coach I had that gets me.
Yep.
Well, if you got a coach that gets you, and you got teammates you like, and the team can win, and they can give you $35 million more than any other team, why are you going anywhere else?
Well, listen, and man, we hope it all clears up. Listen, Sean, thanks for the call, man. Thanks, we cleared that up. Appreciate it from last week. You got it, man. We'll talk to you soon.
The last thing I just wanted to say is if he does want to leave, see if he'll do a sign and trade.
That's the whole thing.
We'll still give you the maximum.
We'll give you where you want to go. What we want. No question. Sean, thanks for the call. On the other side, I get what I want. I get to sit here for an hour with Joe Torti, Tyler Zuli producing the show for the 9 o'clock hour, 610-632-0975. We'll throw these questions at Joe, some other things that he has, and we'll just keep it rolling until 10 right here on The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.